This year we've remembered, as we come to the end of this year, the 100th anniversary of peace being won and being declared after the First World War. But I want to take you back tonight a further 100 years to December the 24th, 1818, and the Austrian village of Oberndorf outside the city of Salzburg. In its time, Salzburg has hosted great musical events. Mozart lived there, and later too so did the Von Trapp singers, who we all know portrayed in the movie The Sound of Music. You can't get much more Christmassy than Mozart and The Sound of Music, can you? But on Christmas Eve, 1881, there was a problem in the church in Oberndorf. The organ was not working. Over the years, the finger of blame has been pointed at the church mice, who it is thought had eaten through the bellows. This is a time before electric pumps. It's thought they'd eaten through the bellows used to pump air into the organ. Joseph Murr, I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly. We should have Michael with us tonight, Michael Schneider, but to help me. But anyway, Joseph Murr, I think it is, the vicar, and Franz Gruber, the organist and local schoolmaster, fretted over how to make the Christmas Eve service special. Everything they'd put that hope in, really, sort of for the great carols to be sung to the organ, it had all fallen apart. Going through his papers, Joseph came across a poem that he'd written. They couldn't sing any of the traditional carols. Well, they could at least introduce a new one. Shock, horror. Well, everyone would understand in the circumstances if Franz Gruber had to play the new carol on his acoustic guitar. Guitars in the church. Oh. That night, the congregation heard the carol that we call Silent Night, the one we've just sung. They heard it for the very first time. In fact, when the organ repairman finally made it through the snow and turned up and came to do his job, he loved the song they'd sung. Obviously, he sort of said, well, what did you do? How did you cope? And they said, well, we sang this and got out the guitar and played Silent Night. And he said, that's fantastic. And he asked for a copy of it. And he was the one that sort of spread it far and wide. And now it's one of the most famous and the most loved of Christmas carols. Perhaps thinking of that little congregation in a snow-clad alpine church listening to Silent Night on acoustic guitar makes us feel all Christmassy. But what were Joseph and Franz eager to tell their congregation about that night? Why did they want it to be special? Well, it's easy to forget why Jesus actually came at Christmas. Look around and it's almost as if he came to just promote festive cheer, boost the end-of-year sales, or simply be a cute character in a quaint play that we call a nativity. But that isn't why Jesus came. That isn't why we gather in the middle of the night to remember his birth. It isn't why a silent and a holy night makes us catch our breath with wonder. You see, Silent Night reminds us that Christ the Saviour is born. Jesus is a Saviour. He's a rescuer. And he came to save us from sin and to rescue us from its consequences. A man began working for a builder, and the first morning his boss gave him clear instructions on how to cut up some boards of wood, and then he left him to it and went off to pick up some more materials. After about an hour, the employee realised with horror that he'd actually cut all of the boards just a few inches too short. And from that moment on, he dreaded his boss's return. Well, you would do, wouldn't you? The Bible tells us that we're all like that. We might have tried really hard. We might have listened really hard and put our all into it. But do you know what? We've all sinned. We've all actually ended up coming short of the glory of God. No matter how kind or generous or patient we are tomorrow. You know, I mean, you might be just looking forward so much to the amazing gift you're going to give to someone. I've decided that I'm going to give my wife a gift that she's going to get so much out of through the entire rest of the year and maybe years to come. Yes, that's right, our washing machine packed up this evening. So I'll be better and get a new one. But she'll get some other things as well. But anyway, but you know, you might be really generous. And you're just looking forward to the gift you're going to give. Or you might be incredibly patient and wonderfully loving. but we aren't as loving or as holy or as just as God. And no matter how dedicated we are to God, whether or not this is the one service in the year that you come to in church, or you're the vicar preaching the sermon, we all put things or people in God's place in our lives at times. We relegate God to at least second place. And that's what sin is. And what is the result? Well, how can a holy and a just God tolerate unholy people who rebel against him? It would make him unholy and unjust if he did. So we're cut off from God by our sinful rebellion against him. But listen, Silent Night reminds us that God comes in human form the night Jesus is born, and dark hopelessness turns to light with the dawn of redeeming grace. God doesn't have to do anything. He's under no obligation. But because he loves you and me, he acts out of grace. And he redeems us. He buys us back from death and separation. Paul, in our reading from 1 Timothy, puts it like this. He says, look, I'm the worst of sinners, but the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. That grace, that love, which Paul has put his faith in, is seen so perfectly in Jesus being born at the time we now call Christmas, to live glorifying God and to die our God-separating death in our place, taking our sins upon himself, so that when he conquered death and rose again, we too, through faith, could share in his new life with God. That's why Paul says, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came into the world, born in poverty, laid in a manger, the Son of God amongst us, one silent night, one holy night, to save sinners, to save you, and to save me. No wonder the angel told the shepherds he brought good news that will cause great joy for all people. 200 years ago, the vicar and organist at Obendorf knew that they were in a mess. Everything they'd relied on was broken and they couldn't fix it themselves. They needed something new to fix the day, to save the day. And that really is the message of Christmas. When we couldn't save ourselves, God stepped in, as he always knew that he would, one silent and one holy night, to be our saviour. It's not from Silent Night, but as another well-known Christmas carol puts it, hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild. Why? God and sinners reconciled. That's why Jesus was born at Christmas. Amen.